Good evening. I want to first thank and acknowledge my colleagues on this project, Glenn Mays from the University of Arkansas, Tom Ricketts, and Sandra Green from the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I also want to thank and acknowledge NACHO and United Health Foundation, which provided data use agreements and served as the source of data for this project. I also have no relationships to disclose, financial or otherwise. The research question for this project came out of the seemingly simple question, what is the association between public health resources and health outcomes? For all that local health departments do, the actual evidence base for their impact on health outcomes is exceedingly thin. We were particularly interested in exploring the relationships between local health department expenditures, CDC funding through bioterrorism preparedness, and infectious disease morbidity at the state level. There are only a handful of studies which have attempted to explore the relationship between local health department inputs or performance and health outcomes. Glenn Mays and Sharla Smith provide the only published longitudinal evidence of the impact of local health department expenditures on health outcomes, showing that as local health department expenditures increase, cardiovascular disease mortality rates and infant mortality rates decrease. From our earlier work examining the relationship between local health department expenditures per capita aggregated to the state level with its association and with infectious disease morbidity, we noted that there was a 10 percentage point increase with every 10 percentage point increase in expenditures per capita at the local health department level, infectious disease morbidity declined by almost 2 percentage points. Based on our earlier work and hypotheses about the pathways between local health department inputs and health outcomes, we wanted to specify additional research questions. We wanted to know, first of all, if this association between local health department expenditures and infectious disease morbidity would hold for a longer time period, extending it back to 1993 to 2005. Secondly, we wanted to explore this relationship between local health department expenditures and CDC funding through bioterrorism preparedness, and finally, whether the CDC funding itself was related to changes in infectious disease case rates. Data for this work came from three different sources. Data on local health department expenditures came from surveys conducted by the National Association of County and City Health Officials, or NACHO, conducted in 1993, 1997, and 2005. Local health departments were selected if they had reported in two of the three survey years, and again, expenditures per capita were aggregated to a state level. America's Health Ranking served as the source of data for infectious disease rates. America's Health Ranking has examined and tracked infectious disease morbidity consistently since 1990. In their manner of tracking, they use reported cases from states to CDC for HIV/AIDS, tuberculosis, hepatitis A, and hepatitis B as a proxy measure for all infectious diseases. And finally, the source of data for CDC and HRSA funding for bioterrorism and emergency preparedness came from the publicly available annual reports from the Trust for America's Health. I've attempted to include all of these data sets on this single slide to again show some general relationships. The three blue bars in the front are the aggregate local health department expenditures, the median local health department expenditures at a state level, for which we have three data points, again, 93, 97, and 05. The y-axis is expenditures per capita in 2005 constant dollars. The smaller blue bars, the lighter blue bars, are the CDC funding per capita rates beginning in 2002, and they're on the same scale as the local health department expenditures per capita. And finally, the lighter bars in the background are the infectious disease morbidity rates expressed as the number of cases reported per 100,000 population, but again using the same numerical scale on the y-axis. What is not apparent in that previous slide is the total amount of CDC funding and how it has changed since first initiated in 2002. You can see that since the initial year of funding, the CDC funding has declined every year, and total funding through both CDC and HRSA has declined steadily since 2005. Our research questions called for specific analytical approaches. We used a fixed effects model to answer the question of whether or not there was an association between changes in local health department expenditures and changes in infectious disease case rates over the 1993-2005 time period. For the other associations, we used various bivariate correlations, including cross-sectional data, as well as looking at the relationships between changes in variables over time. For example, the changes in local health department expenditures and CDC funding, and the changes in CDC funding and changes in infectious disease morbidity rates. For our first question, we include data for 1,470 local health departments that reported in two of the three survey years, 93, 97, and 2005. Again, the local health department expenditures per capita were aggregated to the state level. We included data for states for which we had local health department reports representing at least 40% of the state's population. This resulted in usable data for 37 states. In our fixed effects model, we controlled for variables that are known to influence health and that change over time. These control variables included high school graduation, poverty, health insurance, the percentage of the population non-white, and the percentage of the population over the age of 65. The fixed effects model was statistically significant for showing that as expenditures per capita increase, infectious disease morbidity decreases. For our second research question, we found that local health department expenditures per capita for a single year and CDC funding per capita for that same year were highly correlated in a negative association. That is, the higher the CDC funding, the lower the local health department expenditures, and vice versa. However, we saw no statistically significant association when we looked at the changes in local health department expenditures and the mean CDC funding per capita for the 2002-2005 time period. We realized that the time frames for these changes in local health department expenditures for that bottom row are not the same exact time frame for the CDC funding per capita, but approximately. And finally, for the third question, again, we saw statistically significant cross-sectional relationships between CDC funding and infectious disease case rates, and they were negatively associated. So again, the higher the CDC funding, the lower the infectious disease case rates. But these cross-sectional relationships did not hold up when we examined the changes in CDC funding per capita and the changes in infectious disease case rates over that same time period. So what do these results leave us with? First of all, that again, we were able to confirm that as local health department expenditures per capita increase, state level infectious disease morbidity decreases over a longer time frame from our initial investigation. We also showed that simply from a descriptive point of view, that bioterrorism funding through CDC has declined steadily after its initial offering in 2002. But we were unable to show any influence of that change in CDC funding on infectious disease morbidity rates. And we fully realize that we did not include funding from other streams that may be programmatic or program specific, that might be federal funding for example, from tuberculosis programs or HIV/AIDS programs. We were primarily interested in exploring whether or not there was a spillover effect of funding for bioterrorism. For example, whether or not improvements in the infrastructure for public health surveillance improved surveillance for all infectious diseases, again, using the America's Health Ranking as the proxy measure for all infectious diseases. Although we were able to show this association between higher CDC funding and lower health department expenditures, we again could not confirm this in any sort of longitudinal analysis. It may very well be that that federal dollars replace local health department dollars for infectious disease related activities. This is speculation. It may also be that that this potential replacement would have allowed local health departments to absorb budget cuts or to use funding to expand services in other areas. Again, although we were able to see cross-sectional relationships that were significant, no significant relationships in the impact of changes in CDC funding for bioterrorism preparedness and changes in infectious disease morbidity. So in conclusion, we believe that our findings confirm our assertion that local health department resources make a difference in health outcomes, specifically in our example, infectious disease morbidity. We believe that the use of federal funds, if they are used to replace local health department or state funding for infectious diseases, if these funds are cut, there may be consequences in terms of what local health departments can do. And we believe that additional efforts are needed to explore this pathway between local health department resources and health outcomes, particularly if those additional studies can examine longitudinal data. We have plenty of information from cross-sectional studies, but those studies usually don't hold up when we begin to look at information from a longitudinal perspective. So, thank you very much.